Intention and the secrets of super wins. My name is Mr. 2020. And if you really want to know what you intend today, what you intend in life, today's episode is going to totally rock your world. It is Friday, the 8th of March, 6:48 a.m. The sun is just beginning to get to the horizon. I can see the trees now. It's a beautiful day. Let's dive in. I tend to have conversations in threes. It's utterly fascinating. In other words, I'll get emails or an email. I'll be working with a one-on-one client over Zoom. Skype is so 70s, you know. It's fascinating because it always shows up at the pool. So this fella tells me it's my intention to lose 50 pounds by the end of the year. I say, all right, cool. This is the guy at the pool. My private call client approaches it a slightly different way. She's got an intention to double her income and work half the time. Pretty sweet. I love that one, by the way, because it gets your rational mind out of the way. And the emails, we're just going to ignore those right now. They inspired this, but we're going to ignore them right now. It's not about setting an intention. When you set an intention, I'm going to be honest, that feels good. From what I can tell, it lights up the same parts of the brain that affirmations do. Let me tell you a little story. So, I get tired of telling people skip affirmations, right? I know they feel good, and people will defend feeling good doing affirmations to the death, even though they're frustrated that nothing is happening. Because I get it, because if you're frustrated that nothing is happening, and your affirmations make you feel good, if you stop doing them, all you have is frustration. That's what it seems like. And I get it. Affirmations really are about it stating your intention in the positive as if it's already happened. I used to teach affirmations. Right? I get it. I used to do them. I used to teach them. I don't anymore, and here's why. So this fella sends me an email one day. I will talk about this email. And he says, hey, I just wrote a book. Would you give it a review? I see you review books on Amazon. And I said, no, I review books that I read. And he says, if I send you a copy, will you review it? Yeah, I'll send it to you in PDF form. And I said, no. If you want me to review a Kindle book, send me a Kindle book. All right? You know, buy it for me, send it to me, whatever it takes, because I read it on my Kindle. If I got to print it out, it's a totally different experience. This is important later. So he buys me the Kindle book, and I leave a review. I mention, hey, you know, the book was a gift from the author. Here's my review. But here's the cool thing, because I was imagining sharing the data, the science behind affirmations. And smack dab in the middle of his book, he brings up the two centers of the brain that, according to FRMIs, it's the functional MRI thing, the real-time MRI thing. When you do affirmations, two of the feel-good centers of your brain light up. Feeling good doesn't mean you're feeling anything real. You can feel good while watching The Simpsons. You can feel good, while chugging a beer. You could also feel like shit watching The Simpsons or chugging a beer, but I seem to digress. So feeling good is not feeling real. Stating an intention feels good, like an affirmation, but it doesn't necessarily make anything happen. What does? That's the question. So if it's not stating an intention, from what I can tell, it's about surrendering to an identity. So I'm talking to the guy at the pool, and I said, why are you telling me that? And he says, look, you've lost, I estimate, about 30 pounds. And I said, I bet you I've lost about 30 pounds. The scale only says about 23 to 25 now. I haven't weighed myself today, but it's probably about 25. But I've picked up a lot of muscle weight. So I've been swimming. I went from swimming 25 meters and almost drowning to to swimming a kilometer without my feet hitting the ground, without stopping. I love it. Takes me about 40 minutes. I'm not that fast. But I just keep going. But that's since January 1st. And he says, I'm going to do what you're doing. I said, cool. I want to know what I'm doing on the inside, because that's what matters. And I shared with him what I'm doing on the inside. And it all comes down to an identity shift. I assumed the identity of fighting fit. And I did it in a very specific way. A way that changed my activity, changed what I do with my time, and it's changed my body. According to Perplexity, which is an AI plugin, it plugs into Chrome, I type it in and I've lost something like 91 to 93 pork chops. This is as of about a couple days ago. I've lost about over 90 pork chops of weight. In other words, I could actually make a meat suit out of pork chops. And it's because I've changed my identity. My identity has changed my activity effortlessly. Here's the other thing I keep hearing. You must be really disciplined. And I tell them, I'm not disciplined at all. I'm just moved. You want to imagine what moves you. What you move, how you move, when you move is all determined by your identity, not by your intention. So I asked the guy at the pool, how many times have you been through this? He goes, what do you mean? I said, so you set an intention to lose weight. All right? It's still close to the first of the year. Has this been a New Year's resolution before? He goes, yeah. How can you tell? And it's like, because what you're doing don't work. It's not sustainable. It takes too much effort. It takes willpower. I told him a little bit about this guy named Neville Goddard. Prayer is an act of surrender. Prayer is not an act of will. You don't manifest what you want. You manifest who you are. And I didn't put it exactly that way to him, but I told him enough. Got him interested. Got him thinking differently. Let's see how deep he dives. If you want to dive deeper, identitybasedmanifesting.com. Go give it a peek. Go scroll down. Look at what's inside. If you're moved, get it. Personally, it frustrates me to watch people do what doesn't work. It really frustrates me to watch them do what feels good instead of what feels real. And I just want you to transform your life. Identitybasedmanifesting.com. Go there, give it a peek, look at the titles of stuff. If it intrigues you, if you're getting gold from the podcast, imagine what you'll get from something like that. Identitybasedmanifesting.com. That's it. That's what I got today. Let's imagine up something lovely. Not what you intend, but let's explore who do you really want to be. Me, I've chosen to always be an explorer, to be an investor. You get it? Can you tell? Let us go into the silence. All right. Did you imagine up something lovely? Neville Goddard says, how would I feel if I saw the world from the state of my wish fulfilled? In other words, as that person. How would I see the bill, the electric bill, as that person who's doubled his income and worked half the time? We explored half a dozen things like that during our live call, things that made it real and personal. And, she walked away super satisfied. Remember, it's not your intentions, it's your identity. It's not about setting an intention. It's about surrendering to an identity. And if you got gold, identitybasedmanifesting.com. See ya. Have a great day.